The following tape contains Coach Bob Bennett's lessons on baseball fundamentals, and most importantly, how to teach those fundamentals. The teaching plan is simple and sequential, but critical to maximizing Coach Bennett's lessons. Number 1, explain. Number 2, describe. 3, demonstrate. Number 4, evaluate. Number 5, understand ability levels. 6, make adjustments to individuals. And 7, repetition.
Okay, hi, I'm Bob Bennett. I've been coaching for several years, actually 46 altogether. 34 of them in college and the other 12 are in high school. So I've been around a little bit as far as coaching different levels of players and had the opportunity to coach with a lot of young players when we were doing camps and clinics. So this fits right in. I'm glad that Coach's Choice has chosen to do a youth series, and I'm glad that they've selected me to do it. Today we're going to do a video, instructional video on outfield play.
Let's talk about the importance of defensive outfielders. They're invaluable to a ball club. They do a lot more than just catch fly balls. They're the last line of our defense, and good outfielders are critical to the running game. They stop the opponent's running game in its tracks, along with the catcher and the pitcher. They're just as valuable, because if the opposition starts taking extra bases on the outfielder, the runs scored against your ball club starts to add up. They also minimize the number of extra base hits. If you're missing a good center fielder or the strength of a right fielder's arm, you start to see a lot of extra things happening against your ball club defensively. So outfielders are important to our club. We need to spend a lot of time with them daily. They need daily attention. Getting a good jump on the ball is important. Improving footwork is important. Hitting the cutoff man is important. And a firm, accurate throw is extremely important, because that throw gets to the infielder quickly, whether it's hitting a cutoff man or throwing to a base, but it's important. So all these things we're working on in this video are little fundamentals that need to be attended to daily.
What we're doing when we start with the outfielders, again, is like the other position, we start with throwing. And I do throwing a little bit differently with the outfielders because they're elongated a little bit. They're more like pitchers, but this is a real good stance to have the outfielders throw in. It's called a stationary stance, where they have the feet parallel and elongate the throw and work on rotation and footwork. And of course, the grip for an outfielder, and he should get this grip every time because he has plenty of time, and that's with the two fingers across the seams. And as soon as he gets that ball in his glove, the other hand should get in there close. And by the time he gets out of the glove, and it's a longer arc to get ready to throw and a longer arc to throw, he should have plenty of time to get this grip. But it's across the seams, about a finger's width apart, and the thumb should bisect, and there should be space in between the fingers. So when he throws the ball, it should come off the fingers this way and have perfect backspin on it. And this benefits because it fights gravity and forces the ball to stay up a little bit longer than normal. Any other way, if you get the seams turned a little bit, boy, it starts going with gravity and pulling the ball down. The other thing that this does, it really adds to the hop. If you have to hit a cutoff man and hop the ball in the cutoff man, if it's got good rotation, it'll hop off the grass or dirt and go straight. So that's what we're working on here. Come up a little closer. I want you to hop that ball right in the dirt and get it coming up. Now you got to get on top of it and get really good rotation. Right on the dirt. Bounce it, get right on top. Bounce it, that's it. Now you do the same thing. Try to bounce it right in the middle, and that's it. Get it up on top. Get on top. Big bounce, big bounce. Give me a big bounce. Up on top. Okay. Give me a big bounce. Okay. Give me another big bounce. Okay. Connor, give me a big bounce. Okay, now I want you to throw it straight to him without bouncing it. Same way. Okay, you throw it straight to him without bouncing it. Every other one, bounce it. Throw it to him straight. Throw it to him straight. Now bouncer, midway, big hop. You give me a big hop. What this does, it helps to get the idea you need to get the arm up on top to throw. And also, you start getting a read on what kind of hop you're getting. if you get real good bounce on the ball and get good rotation, you will get a good bounce. Just trade off every other one and try to get your arm now extended as far as you can extend it. Now finish, atta baby. Now finish with your right arm all the way finished and nice and loose. Finish all the way through and all the way down. All the way through and all the way down. That's good. Good four-seam rotation. Good four-seam rotation. Okay. Now, as soon as you can, you try to draw back a little bit more. Now, try to hit it in the middle with a hop right in the middle. Right in the middle of that dirt, a hop. So you only one hop the guy now. That's the key, is one hop. Okay, you got two. Now just try to cut it down to one. Attaboy. Well, you had two. Now just get it so we one hop each other. Now you get that by getting your arm up the better. And get extended. Get that hop and get extended. Get through the ball. Right to left. Right to left. Better. Better. Much better. Now get read out there and reach out. Here you go, Connor. Reach out. Good backspin. Give me a good hop. Give me good follow through. All right. Now what we do now? I want you to step and throw. This time you can actually step into the throw, throw it, one hop it, and then finish 1-2 right to the target. I want you to take a step at the target. Make sure you step in this direction here. Throw, and after you throw, take two steps in the direction you've just thrown the ball. And make sure you're finishing with your arm. Now I want one hop, one big hop, and you can walk into it and throw. Walk into it, 1, 2, 3. Don't short hop him now. Big hop, and walk into it. Big hop and walk into it, 1, 2. Now let the throw and the walk after it be part of it. I mean, I'm really popping that thing and I want to finish and I want to use a little bit of push off. Push off! And then let that thing just run right after the ball. I said two steps, it could be three, but make sure you're going in that direction. 1-2, good. Step, 1-2. See, you went off to the left a little bit. I want to go exactly straight out into the target area. 1-2, good. 1-2. One, two. Now give me a big hop. Big hop, you're not getting your arm up enough. Big hop, good. Get your arm up. You get your arm up, you get the big hop. Get it up and bounce it out a little bit further. The drill we just went through there is really important as far as throwing, and the next portion of the drills that we're going to use are also equally important. I did want to emphasize how important outfield play is. So many times we assume that all the kids do is just stand in the outfield, but that's the last line of defense, and it really pays off to have somebody who can cover the outfield defensively. And all you have to do is miss a good center fielder 1 year and you realize how much importance you should place on outfield play. So every practicer should be a lot of fly balls and a lot of work done with outfielders because it will pay dividends in the end. First of all, I wanted to demonstrate the preliminary motion of an outfielder. An outfield is a little bit different than the infielder. We advocate an outfielder take 2.5 steps. So would you guys get in a position? You're ready position, and just assume that I'm going to hit the fungo. When I throw the ball up, I want you to take 2.5 steps, 1, 2, and time it so that the ball's being hit just as you take the last step. So if I get back in here and I throw the ball up in here, boom, boom, and as I come down, you do that. So kind of time that when I start hitting fly balls to you, you're just going to time it so you start about right now so you can time that thing. Boom, as I hit the ball, you start reading. If my hands are this way, you're leaning that way. If my hands are that way, you're leaning that way. So that's the preliminary motion, and that's really important in every pitch. If there's 130 pitches thrown 130 times, boom, you come into that position. That's what gets you a good read. When this ball is going from the pitcher to the catcher, you're getting information. And if you're timing it, you're getting information saying, there it is, it's going this way. Now, if it's coming this way to the batter, and you say, okay, I'm leaning now to where the ball is going to go that way, and you see the inside-out swing, you just head out that way. It's going that way. And if you see the ball coming inside and you see this guy turn on it, now tie that together with the information you already have about the player. You know the guy pulls everything. He's one of those guys, early swinger. Well, you're already flirting with going that way anyway, aren't you, no matter where the pitch is. Then the final part of it is you see the pitch right down the middle and you see him start his early swing. Phew, you're gone. You're already over there and getting the ball. So that's the first thing we're doing. The second thing we want to do is make sure that either off of a ground ball or a fly ball, we get good footwork and get in a good throwing position. What we're going to work on now is some footwork with the outfielders, trying to tie that in with the throwing we just did.
Footwork is an essential part of fielding and throwing for an outfielder, so he should coordinate the step with the catch. If he does that, he's a right-handed outfielder. When he catches the ball, he should land on his left foot as he catches the ball, then loads up with his right foot and continues on with a throwing pattern. So that would give him a catch, grip, and throw rhythm, which would be getting rid of the ball in three counts, and that's as fast as anybody can get rid of it. Sometimes he has to move his feet quickly to get into a good fielding position, and that's what you practice on with the short fly balls and ball tosses so that he can manipulate his feet in order to come down with his left foot when the ball contacts the mitt. The other thing that footwork should do is it should line the player up to the target. Everything he does with his feet and his body should be aligned to the target.
So you guys have worked on footwork before, so if you get in a single file there, when we throw the ball up, I want you to catch this ball with your left foot on the ground as you catch the ball. Boom. So I'm going to throw it up high enough, get under it, left foot, then come in and throw. So it'd be left, right, throw. Left. Now, if I happen to give one like that you just barely can get to, you have to can the footwork and get the ball, don't you? You might have to take an extra step on a ball that you're trying to really force yourself to get to. But it's up in the air, get back on it, left, right, left. Now, what should you do with that ball there to get into position? You had to dance a little bit, get back on it, come back in, left, right, throw. Back up, left, right, good. Up, now get back up, now come back in, left, right, throw. Now, what you did, some guys emphasize what you just did. You came behind with your throw. We emphasize coming in front, and the reason why we do this is because we want the angle going this way, and there's a danger sometimes if I come behind, going sideways. A lot of guys teach that. It's not wrong, because some guys, if you can keep your weight going in the direction you get in here, you can still get really good drive in there. I just teach it the other way. Try to go in front with your right foot. Really work on getting underneath this thing and get your left foot on the ground, left, right, throw. See, there's no wasted motion in that, and you can really get rid of the ball quickly. And you can throw it just as hard. In fact, you can throw it harder because you're getting your body lined up. Get your feet lined up, left, right. Now, what do you want to do on your left foot when you catch the ball? Come down on your left foot. Now, sometimes you have to dance a little bit. Left, right, left. Get under it, left, right, throw, good. No matter what you do, work on it. Now, remember, if it forces you, dance, left, right, good. Dance with your feet, make sure your left foot comes down when you catch the ball. Left, right, throw. Now, if I'm going to throw for a distance, would I be better off to throw catching the ball this way and skipping into it? Or catching a ball and saying, I gotta really get something into it, so you take the longer step in the outfield, or you take the full, instead of a little skip step in here, you take that thing and boom it, all the way through. Good. Come back in, left, right, throw, not bad. Get that left foot on the ground. a foot on the ground. You can do that. You just need somebody to toss the ball up a little bit to you every day. You get the feel of doing that. Get the left foot down. Left, right, throw. You got to get balance. If the ball's up in the air and hangs, hang with it and dance with your feet. Dance with your feet. Good. Get those feet dancing if it's a high fly ball. Dance, dance, dance. Left, right, throw. That was a little better. It was almost there. Dance with the feet. Dance with the feet. Get those feet out. Don't be afraid to move those little puppies. Left, right, throw. Good. Oh, that was good. Now, let's see you get this done. Right here. You're going to dance with those feet till you get it done. Left, right, good. Good, good, good. You're getting it. Give me a left, right, left. Left, right, left. Left, right, good. Good. No, that was good. But that can be taught. It just takes a little bit of practice. A guy will have a little bit of trouble at first. If you do enough of them, you'll be able to get it. Right now, I want to work on a little bit of agilities with outfielders. And what I'll have you do is I'm going to have you start over here, and I'm going to hit the ball over there. Just roll it in. All right, start going real quick. Right in here, and I just hit over there. Try to keep the ball in front of you. Go, 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 go. There you go. Go ahead. Take off. What we're trying to do here is get a little bit of lead with the outfielder. And when you do this, unless you're perfect, you'll hit a ball away a little bit. And right now, I haven't been hitting very much lately. Go ahead. Go, go, go. And I just try to lead him a little bit like that. And go ahead and go.
You're there.
And just try to extend it. Try to extend it. And also, you introduce a little bit of sliding catches in here sometimes if that's good. Okay, there you go. That's it. That's it. That's what I want right there. One more round. We'll do it right this time. Go ahead. Take off. Take off. Take off. There you go. Go ahead. Okay, I got the feel of it now. I've been hitting the ball a little bit too firmly. Okay. One more round here of this, and then we'll go ahead. You're just trying to lead out there like that. Go ahead. Lead a little bit like that. Lead. Okay, one more time over the other way. Go, 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 go. I'm going to really try to lead you this time. Go, go, go. I'm trying to get the thing. Okay. Okay, this is another part of the agility drills we're doing. You have them go in one direction. You have the outfielders go in one direction, hit them behind them, and then we're going to have them turn into the ball this time. That's it. And as long as they turn into the ball and come back to it, we're in pretty good shape. We get them hit in the right direction. That's it. Come back into it. That's it. That's it. That's it. Good job. What this is like is that you've either overrun the ball or misjudged it or the wind caught it or you couldn't see it and you readjust to a bad situation. And if you played the outfield enough, you're going to get caught in this. Yeah, wind blowing, lose a ball in the sun, fall down. You have to regain your momentum. And if you can do it without panic, keep your eye on the ball, you're in pretty good shape. Okay, now Connor already did it. So I want you to try this time, turn away from the ball. Turn away, in other words, I'm going in the wrong direction here. I see the ball's going behind me. I'm going to turn away from it, come back into it, going. That's the quickest way to get to it. Some guys can't pick it up that way, but that's the best way. If you can do it. All right, turn away, atta baby. That's good, that's good. That's what we want. That should have been caught. Can't blame the fungo guy there. There you go. Come back into it. What you're looking for from a coaching standpoint, and I think from an outfielding standpoint, is that they don't, the distance doesn't get greater. It should get less. And in one situation there, we saw the distance get greater when he started turning, which means he might not be able to turn away from the ball like that. Are you going to look over your right shoulder? This would be where you've lost the ball. I got to turn away from it or into it. Either way, go get the ball and close the distance on it quickly.
Okay, look over your shoulder.
You got to look over and see. You got to see him. There you go. Get it now. Go get it. Go get it. Make up for it. Atta baby. You can either start with this drill and move to the other one or go to the other one and come back. Doesn't make any difference. This would probably be a better one to start with. But this is real good for working with agility, and they'll all get this if you hit enough fly balls to them. At first, it's like hitting pop-ups to a catcher. There's going to be a lot of them miss, and you're going to miss a lot of them when you're hitting them, but you just have to hit enough of them until they get used to catching them. And I'd what I'd call a rough eye on this when I'm hitting these at first. I'd have a real rough eye, which means I would be very forgiving of what's going on here unless there's goofing around. But if they're trying and missing the ball, I wouldn't pay much attention to it until we'd hit an awful lot of balls. Like that one, should be caught or come to it. Atta baby. Okay, now he's going to hit it straight at you. Not real hard, but you might have to come in on this one, or you might go over your head. It's either going to be in or out. Not going to be left or right. As many of these things as you can do with outfielders, it really helps them because you gain confidence. Every ball you catch, you gain confidence on. And if you don't get very many of these, you're going to foul up on them. But if you start getting these, you start gaining enough confidence to say, I can catch anything, even if I've lost my balance, I can catch it. Okay, now start on the ground. On the ground. Okay, you just slipped. No, facing coach, just like you fell down, going after a fly ball. All right, you start there. Now, he's going to hit the ball, and you got to get up and get it. Now, as you would if you fell down, you probably wouldn't see where the ball is going. So look down. When you hear the sound, jump up and get it. That's it. On your knees, looking down, hear the sound, go get it. Now again, the better you are the fungo, the better this drill is. This is pretty good here because it's catchable. And what? And again, this starts adding confidence. I found as many of these agility drills you can use with outfielders, the better it is with them. Because if I feel like I can catch that ball, I can certainly catch one that's hitting straight at me and I can see it. Atta baby, way to try, atta boy. Okay, this is a real good agility drill. And what you're trying to do, and they can cheat, they can do anything they want as long as they catch the ball in here. But eventually they can get so they can just catch the ball like that. See in the ball and get it right back here. Right now you can, any way you can get it, but you're going to catch it. How are you going to throw it up in the air far enough? And he's not going to throw it, so you have to run for it. We're just trying to judge it so you can catch it behind your back. Yeah, just up there. Now get it, catch it behind your back. Attaboy. Next man, jump in there. This is one of those series I have in the agility drill series, and I think it's really good. I've used this thing for 40-something years, and I think it really helps outfielders. It's a drill that if you get the wrong kind of group in there, they goof around on it. I don't think it's anything wrong with having fun, but you want to make sure you're catching the ball and the accent is put on agility. And you really, again, it's what I said about the other fly balls. If I can fall down and catch a ball, if I can catch a ball behind my back, if I can catch a ball under my leg, then I certainly can catch a ball that's hit right at me. Attaboy. Now, as much as you can, try to get so you catch it directly behind your back, just over your back, right over your head, and catch it right here without turning sideways. Head forward, catch it. Attaboy. That's it. Remember, we're working on something that's kind of complicated here, so it's not going to be a, like a 100% deal. But you can get pretty dang good at this if you work on it. And again, if you're working on this and you're concentrating, it helps you concentrate on a regular fly ball. I'd venture to guess if you worked on this thing three straight times, you'll get this. It's what we're doing here. So they'll catch some of them, miss some of them. Second time, it'd be better. The third time, you start really getting pretty good results with this drill. It's a lot like the pop fly drill with catchers. It's that you start getting results after you hit a few of them. You got to be forgiving at first because it's not easy. Attaboy. See, that's pretty good there. Okay, now that you're getting real good at that, I'm going to give you another one. He's going to throw the ball up in the air just like he's doing it, and you're going to catch it right under your leg right there. Just like that.
I always did.
Attaboy. Good. Come on up, come on up, come on up. Attaboy, good job.
Yeah, you're going to back in, man.
Come on up, come on up. Attaboy. Way to recover. That's good. That's good. All right, run full speed. We're going to go at an angle. He's going to throw you a ball that's high first. Yeah, go as fast as you can. Going to lead you with a ball up high. Again, you can do the same thing with a fungo bat. But this is probably better throwing these early, and especially when you want to talk to players. Anytime you're doing instructional drills where you need to talk to people, you should do it with throwing because you can stay closer. I know when I've had the experience hitting outfielders from home plate and yelling at them, they don't hear anything you're saying. They just know you're yelling. Yeah, go both ways. Both ways and stand in a neat line over there. And this is just about the way the drill should work. It shouldn't be easy to catch the ball, and every one of them won't be caught. They'll be diving for some they can catch. And it's one way we work into the other drill. Good, atta baby. Good, atta boy, nice try. Okay, that's good. Now come on here, take your shoes off. The reason why we're taking shoes off is if you have good sliders, you don't have to worry about taking your shoes off, but you should at first just for prevention, take your shoes off. What they're gonna do now, we're gonna throw a low ball at them and they're gonna come in and do a bent leg slide and catch the ball and pop up. And this slide would be good. You can use in the open field. You can also use a diving catch in open field, probably cover more territory of the diving catch, but this one's good up against the screen over here or the side fence or going into the back fence there. You wouldn't want to dive going into a fence, or if you're going into a side area or some kind of obstruction, you'd use a front leg slide. Attaboy.
Hands up, pop up if you can.
Pop up, be ready to throw. Pop up and be ready to throw.
Go ahead and slide first. All that Miss Pac-Man paid off. Slide first, James. Slide first. Get on your butt and slide.
Slide. Attaboy.
Yep,
And just lay it out there so they have to really, yeah. The reason why you want to do this drill is, number one, you have to use it sometimes, and you want to be able to come into a side fence like we talked about, or even sometimes go into the back fence there and doing this if you're going away. Most of the time it's on the side. But you want to have some way to go into an obstruction without hurting yourself and be able to go into it fast, and you could if you did a bent leg slide.
Get on your butt.
You can also come back up and throw better from this position. Go. We're going to work on ground balls, and there's four different types of fielding positions we're going to work on. And generally outfielders will pick two of these positions and use those. But the first one should be a drop to the knee method, and that's a protective method. The ball's hit to the outfield. There's no imminent danger in advancing a base. The outfielder should make sure it doesn't get through, and he drops down on his knee. If he's right-handed, he should drop on his right knee. Left-handed drops on his left knee. Come on down, drop down right now. Drop a little bit earlier. A little bit earlier. All right, get down there, get down. Get down a little earlier. Try to get the ball about 10 feet away from you when you start to really break down good. Now, right now, break down, that's better. That's better. Stay down. On this one, you're not in a hurry to get up. This is not a throwing drill. You're not in a big hurry. That's better. That's good. That's good. Drop on one knee. That's good. Again, if they don't understand this at first, you just keep doing it until they get it. They can get it. And as these guys have right here, they probably already have done this 1,000 times. But if they haven't done it, it's no big deal. Just keep working on it until you hit enough ground balls and they do it. Okay, now we're going to go to the infield method. Now this infield method is used when you need to, there is an imminent threat of somebody going to an advanced base. Guy's going first to third. This is one way to do it. Use an infield position. So you're coming in like an infielder. Break down just enough to feel the ball, and you got to be in a pretty good hurry then to get back up and throw. Hands out in front, hands out in front. You want to charge the ball really hard and then break down and get under control. Charge it, break down, get under control, and then you want to make sure you economize your footwork. Catch, grip, throw. Catch, grip, throw, and don't take that little skip step. Eliminate that skip step. Catch, take the good steps. After I catch the ball as an infielder, I can take one more step of that right foot, one more, and throw. Hold up just a second. When you guys feel the ball, I'm going to feel it as an infielder. Then I'm going to take one step in here to throw. See, as I get ready, I'm going to feel it because I'm throwing longer, and I'm going to take one more step with my right foot. Okay? Come in on it. Feel it. One step. Throw. Good. Feel it. One step to make sure that step steps into the direction you're throwing and gives you the push off and the impetus to throw. One, that's good. Tie that throw in. Make sure you're getting the grip on the ball. Catch, grip, throw. Don't take the skip step along with it. You're taking an extra step. If I get here and then do that, I'm taking an extra step. That's good. Okay, now Connor, you're the starter. Now we're going to do the semi-knee method. You're going to drop as close to your knee as you can to get down on the ball and come back up and throw. It's one more step, just like the infield method, except it's a drop knee method. Slow down, drop, come on up. And don't be afraid to drop your knee a little bit lower. Attaboy, attaboy. And a little bit more, get a little bit more under control. You had a real good drop, and then you're out of control when you got back up. That's good, Connor. Attaboy. Under control. That's good. That's good. Now a little bit more control after you feel the ball. You're real good when you broke down and get under control. That's better. That's better. That's better. That's better. Under control. That's good. That's good. More you relax on this, you're still, there's a little bit of urgency, but not greatly. That's better. That's better. Okay, that's good. One more, and then we'll go to Connor, and we'll do the final one. Okay, under control. Now we're going to do the pro method. Now, I've coached a lot of teams and a lot of outfielders. I just said, you never use this. To sum up, but if I got good outfielders, I want them to use it because you have a better chance of throwing somebody out. And also, you mind the surface. If you've got a surface where there's been football practice and all that stuff on it, you got rough edges, the only time you'd use this is when the game's on the line. But if you're good at doing it, and most outfielders in the big leagues, it's the only one they use anymore, is come down there. But make sure you get down with your body, both knees break, and get down on it, okay? And this is definitely a throwing position. You're going to throw somebody out on this one. Atta baby. That's good footwork. Good footwork. Slow and then charge it and then slow down. Charge and slow down. Atta baby. Good. Charge it and then slow down. Charge it. Slow down. Good. Charge it. Good, good. Now you're still taking a little skip step. You know what I'm talking about? You before you pick the ball up, you take this nice step to throw and then you skip. Eliminate that. That's an extra count. Catch, grip, throw. Yeah, it took an extra step. Catch, grip, throw. It's a little bit better. You're still rushing a little bit with that. Slow everything down a little bit after you catch the ball. Okay, one more piece and we're done. Do it right. Catch, grip, throw. Catch, grip. Now you still got the skip in there. I wouldn't worry about that, but we get rid of that skip with about another two of these sessions. Coach's Choice and I would like to thank you for seeing this video. I hope it's helped you. The thing I like about these videos is that they're real. The kids are still learning and we're still teaching. So I hope you got something from this. Thanks very much.
Bob Bennett ranks as the seventh most winning head baseball coach in NC2A Division I history. During his 34-year college career, Bennett's teams averaged more than 40 wins a season. With 32 winning campaigns, 26 consecutive, the results are impressive. 1,302 victories, 17 conference championships, 21 NC2A tournament berths, 32 All-Americans, 9 first-round draft picks, 2 College World Series appearances. His teams were consistently ranked in the top 25. The 1988 team vaulted to number 1 during Fresno State's school record 32-game winning streak. Coach Bennett earned Conference Coach of the Year honors 14 times. In 1988, he was named NC2A Coach of the Year by the Sporting News. Bennett has also been heavily involved in baseball at the international level, coaching the U.S. national team 4 times. In 2000, he earned the prestigious Lefty Gomez Award. Known for his fundamentally sound ball clubs, more than 200 of his players went on to the professional ranks, including 35 major leaguers. Considered one of the nation's experts on catching fundamentals, Bennett has published 2 books on the subject and is in demand at clinics throughout the country. A leader on the collegiate baseball front, Bennett is a former president of the American Baseball Coaches Association. He serves on the Hall of Fame and All-American committees within the ABCA and is a member of the ABCA Board of Directors. Bob Bennett continues to influence amateur baseball as an accomplished coach, author, and consultant.